using it.
Virgin Radio Sports Headlines. Sports.
Arsene Wenger says Arsenal are confident they can beat Chelsea in the Premier League this afternoon to end their recent struggles. They got back to winning ways against Bournemouth last weekend, but many pundits are predicting the latest so-called crisis will come at Stamford Bridge.
Uh-oh.
It's live and exclusive to National Radio over on our sister station, Talk Sport. Wenger says they have faith they won't let that happen.
Our record against Chelsea recently has been good. We won last year here in the FA Cup final. We won on penalties in the Charity Shield. So let's just continue to just focus on the quality of our game and not too much where we play.
Jose Mourinho has warned his Manchester United players not to underestimate Everton when they visit Old Trafford later.
No,
the Toffees are without a win in five in all competitions and have lost their last three without scoring. And the big fight in Las Vegas between Gennady Golovkin and Saul Canelo Alvarez
has
been judged controversially a draw. The world middleweight title fight appeared to be heading for a comfortable victory for Triple G, with both fighters shocked at the result. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Oh, don't mention them!
Yep.
This is Virgin Radio.
Alan?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, I've got to play REM. Can I come to you after REM?
Yes, you can.
Would you like to introduce it? You've got 12 seconds.
What's the title?
Shiny Happy People.
It's Virgin Radio. It's Sunday morning. It's early. REM, Shiny Happy People.
Thank you, Alan. Professionally done. Professionally done. That's why they're getting rid of me. Any monkey can do this. A pox on your house, Alan. A pox on your house.
Thank you, boss.
Yeah, thank you very much indeed. Alan, it's 6 minutes past 10 in the morning. What the hell have you got for us today?
I want to ask what the topic of this penultimate show of yours.
Oh, I've got a bit of paper somewhere. They're on a bit of paper somewhere, Alan, but I'm... Here it is.
Here it is.
Here it is. Here's the little bit of paper that we've got. Here we go. Not a lot, actually, if I'm honest. I've not really come up with anything yet.
Oh,
maybe you'd like to... Shut up, I'm talking. Maybe you'd like to throw something into the mix.
Well, I heard the breaking news yesterday in Birmingham that Harry Redknapp was sacked from his job at Birmingham City.
Oh, God, don't start talking about football or Birmingham.
For Harry Redknapp.
Oh, God, I don't even know who Harry Redknapp is, and I don't care.
He was Louis.
Oh, for goodness sakes, guys. We can do better than that, can't we? Good morning, dear listener. This is it, the penultimate episode. Are you in or are you out? You can give us a call, 0333 00 00 300. I'm Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio.
Classic tracks.
New music.
This is Virgin Radio.
I was scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of pretty girls.
Prince Purple Rain, remind me to talk to you about petrichor. I'll talk to you about petrichor in a minute.
I never meant to call you when you sorrow. I never meant to call you when you pain. I'm the one who wants to have you laughing.
Your prince, there's your prince, isn't it? There's your prince. Now that reminds me, dear listener, that reminds me. Oh, you can call in, by the way. Only two more of these bad boys to go in this series. 0333 00 is the phone number. You can call in about absolutely anything you want. Geez, you heard Alan Caddick on blathering on about a football man. I have zero interest in football. I went to see my eldest son, who is 7, play football for the first time this week, Friday. And just like me, he's rubbish. We never watch football. We never play football. Do you know why? Because only dullards like football. There we go. Here's some exciting news for all you fans of petrichor. And if you don't know what petrichor is, then you're not invited to my house for a Sunday roast, okay? Scientists have bottled the fresh, earthy scent that heralds a summer thunderstorm. That, dear listener, is petrichor. Researchers collected air samples... Hang on, what? Is that like farting into your hand and then throwing it at someone? Is that? I think that's a similar technique. Researchers collected air samples after storms in Essex and New York City. When I was in New York recently, it reminded me a lot of Essex. Before vaporizing them to pinpoint the compounds responsible for the familiar fragrance. The discovery means we could soon be splashing on a few drops of petrichor, the aroma released when heavy rains cause smelly compounds and oils to be thrown into the air. Baby! There is nothing gets me hotter than the smell of petrichor. That's the slogan I'm sending in, and fingers crossed I'll win a lifetime supply of it. I'm here until 1 o'clock and I just sit here and talk absolute guff. You're welcome to come and join the guff, 0333 00 0333 00, as well as listening online at virginradio.co.uk. You can watch the fun. In between the records, I'm doing a sweary Q&A session on Periscope. Come and ask me anything and I'll swear at you. Periscope.tv/IanLee. IanLee. Periscope.tv/IanLee. Or call in 0330 00. No, hang on, let me do that again. This is a tricky number. 0333 00 0333 00. Keep adding those on until someone answers. Thank you very much.
Tracks. New music. Virgin Radio. classic tracks, new music. Virgin Radio. This is Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio.
All of the things I said shouldn't fail you now, unless you're looking for a miracle. Out of the light we lost you in a crowd, you'll never find us a miracle. You can fail me now, you can leave me now, you can let me down, but you'll never know. Someone to hold. This is love. Why are you?
torch and pass it round. We need something that's flammable. You and I conspire and split the grind. This is oh so critical. You can fail me now, you can leave me now, you can let me down, but you'll never know.
There we go. Yes. A bit more. There we go. That's a silly ending. That's a silly ending to a song. Morning, dear listener. This is Ian Lee, Virgin Radio. 0333 00 00 00. Ah, man, I'm gutted. That feeling you get when someone you really like unfollows you on Twitter, and you don't know that they've unfollowed you until you just go and hover over their name because they appear in your timeline, and you go, oh, let's have a, she used to follow me. That sounds like a 21st century country and western song. She used to follow me on Twitter, but now I think I'm muted. Sarah Millican has unfollowed me on Twitter. Guys, why? Why? Oh, man. As if things couldn't get any worse. 0333 00 00 00. Can we come up with... I know it's a little bit hackneyed. It's a little bit BBC local radio, but... Okay, I've got two things. Two things are bubbling. One's a bit BBC Local Radio, one's a bit Arch, okay? So the BBC Local Radio one is... We've got Petrichor is being bottled. Which smells would you bottle and why? Cut grass. The smell of your own baby's feces. And Petrichor. Those are the three I've given to you. 0333 00 00 00. And the one that is slightly Arch... Who have you unfollowed and who have you muted on Twitter because they were boring? Boring. Q20 people phoning up to say me. Thank you very much, indeed. Oh, smells you would bottle. Who have you unfollowed or muted on Twitter? And you know the score, guys. I'm going to sit here and chat. I've got a load of stuff from the papers to go through. You can call in about that, or you can call in about absolutely anything you want. I saw some of you were suggesting topics on Twitter. It's a phone-in show. It's not a pen pal show. You dig? 0333 00 00 00. We call you back. This call is on us. Now, that's an ending to a song.
The needle down.
This is Virgin Radio.
That's it. That's how they do it. There we go. Which pop songs have a car horn in? There's a good question. I know the Beach Boys do on one of the songs on Pet Sounds. There's a car horn. There's a honky car horn. There really is. There really is a honky car horn. Hey, yeah. Who's coming to see the Rabbit Hole tonight in London? Anybody? Oh, we're doing a show this evening at King's Place in London. That there, London. King's Place tonight, 7 o'clock. Whoa, what happened there? Where did my music go? There we go. We pressed the... I tell you what happened there. We pressed the stop button. It's as simple as that. Yes, just getting to grip. Just as I'm getting to grips with music radio, they snatch it from my greasy hands. Turns out if you press the stop button, music stops. Who'd have thunk it? Tonight, 7 o'clock. The Rabbit Hole at King's Place. Plenty of tickets still available. When I say plenty, I mean 111. Now, there's a story in the newspaper today about Lego. You know Lego? I don't really like Lego, but listen to this. Student architect Josh Burnett loves his local boozer so much, he built a replica of it out of Lego. Do they use Lego for architecture school these days? Is that what happens? And he reckons his five-month mission using more than 5,000 bricks will help his future career as it formed part of his university project. Hey. Hey. Oi! Josh 20 is a fan of a Wetherspoons pub called the John Fairweather in Cambuslang, Glasgow, where he's studying. The watering hole, which opened 2 years ago, is on the site of a former Savoy cinema. Wow. Hang on a second. Look at the inside of this pub. It's incredible. They've still got the balcony seats up in the balcony, obviously. I don't know if I've got much detail about that. Josh decided to recreate to scale both the outside and interior as part of his final year project. He said, I love the place. And even though my friends thought I might be bonkers, I went for it. I didn't think you were bonkers, Josh. No. Sad, maybe. Not bonkers. No. It was a lot harder than people might think because I wanted to be certain every single piece of Lego brick looked the part. I did the outside first, was fairly happy with it, then thought I might as well do the inside as well. Wowzers. Okay, here's the thing, right? Everybody's banging on about Bake Off and Love Island, right? Why is nobody touting the show that is absolute genius, the show that is Lego Masters? Why is nobody touting that as the greatest show of all time? Have you been watching Lego Masters? I think it's just me and my children that are watching it. No one else seems to have noticed that it's on telly. It's the greatest show of all time. 0333 00 is the telephone number. This is Virgin Radio.
Classic tracks, new music.
Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio.
We'll be right back.
Music.
This is Virgin Radio.
Bank on me, well,
Now, they need another O at the end. That's what they need. They need another O at the end. Good morning, dear listener. This is Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio. This is the penultimate show of this series. You're welcome to call in about absolutely anything you want. 0333 00 is the telephone number. So far this morning, we've talked about smells you would bottle because boffins have found out how to recreate the smell of petrichor. And there is nothing that gets me feeling sexier than the smell of petrichor in the morning. And also, has anybody else watched? Have you watched Lego Masters? Honestly, I hate Lego, right? I was totally blown away by this program. A load of boffins making Lego. But there were kids in it as well. It was simply one of the best programs this year. Forget Bake Off. Forget any of that rubbish. It's all about the Lego Masters. 0333 00 I'm Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio Sports Headlines. Sports.
Chelsea boss Antonio Conte says anyone writing Arsenal off is wide of the mark. The Blues host the Gunners in the Premier League today, with most pundits suggesting Arsene Wenger's side aren't close to matching the defending Premier League champions. Conte says Arsenal will be fighting right at the top all season.
Arsenal is a big rival and for the title. If you see the squad, you can understand that there are a lot of top players. I don't understand why they can't fight for the title.
You can hear that match live and exclusive to National Radio over on Talk Sport.
Ooh.
Everton boss Ronald Koeman says his recent record against Manchester United means nothing as he takes them to Old Trafford. He's never lost as manager of Southampton or the Toffees at the so-called Theatre of Dreams in three visits since coming to the Premier League. Felipe Coutinho says he's now focused on giving his best for Liverpool. He's
yes.
spoken for the first time since the transfer saga when he wanted to go to Barcelona in the summer. And there was major controversy in one of the biggest fights in recent boxing history.
Boxing.
Gennady Golovkin and Saul Alvarez were judged to have drawn in a world middleweight title bout, which most pundits felt was a comfortable win for the former. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Classic tracks, new music.
Virgin Radio.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much. Too much. Does that make me cry?
Where are we with CeeLo Green these days? Where are we standing with the CeeLo Green? Let's not go there. Okay. Morning, Gafford.
Morning, boss. How you doing?
I'm feeling peckish because I'm supposedly on a diet, but I know that that diet is going to get caned today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Screw diets. Diets are for losers of weight.
What are you gonna gorge on?
Well, I nearly thought we were 6 minutes past 11 at night time, and I nearly said a very rude sandwich. But So no, I don't know. But I'm going out for a curry this evening after the rabbit hole. Curry.
Boona.
Yeah. Sure. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Can I tell you about a smell that I would like to bottle? No. It's good.
Yes.
Here we go. Freshly.
Yes.
Laid.
Yes, a great.
Come on.
It's a great smell. It's a great smell,
it's
dude.
It's a great smell.
Oh,
can imagine waking up in the morning, opening a bottle. Oh, that would get you going.
Yeah, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Well, you could smell it every day if you were what do they call those a road layer? Is it a road layer? Are you a road layer? Road
only
layer.
Weekends.
Road layer.
Road layer. Workman layer.
Oh, by the way, can I just say, right? You know, I've been unfollowed by Sarah Millican. I don't know why, and I can I don't know why, but I'm about to block someone on Twitter, right? Who's been on the borderline for... He was muted for about 6 months, and then I felt bad, and then I unmuted him, and then I remembered why I muted him, and he's been on the borderline. Do you know what? I'm just going to click that block button now.
Go for it. Didn't it feel good?
Oh, he's gone. He's gone from my life!
Just checking, you say this is the penultimate show?
Yes.
Just wanted to let the people at Virgin know I'm free in 2 weeks' time.
Okie dokie. Let's just be honest, Gatford. You're free all the bloody time.
See you tonight. Oh.
Classic tracks.
New music. This is Virgin Radio.
You give yourself.
It's Top Loader! Wow! They do it almost every night! I thought it was named after the video recorder, but it's named after a joint.
We get it almost every night. When that moon is again right, it's a supernatural delight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep their screws to keep it tight.
Dance with somebody. Everybody. Yay. I love that. I love those guys, the Top Loader. I can't wait for their follow-up single to that. Tom, you've called in this morning on 0333 00 Virgin Radio. What have you got for us?
I'm kind of gutted that you're moving on. What's going on? Why? Are they scared of you?
They're scared. They're scared. No, it was a three-month trial, and I guess I'm found guilty. So these things happen. I've got another show next week. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm not going to do a Danny Baker and go, you know, they've been lucky, they've been kind enough to let me come play for 3 months, and I'm sure that I will be replaced by someone who is even better than me. Because I'll be honest, I'm not very good at music radio. I don't get it.
Hitting the top of the hour and...
they'll do it. Yeah. It'll be someone who'll know how to do it properly. And I, for one, will wish them the best of luck at getting up early on a Sunday morning. But I've had fun and I have no hard feelings. And that's the nature of the business, Dominic. I'll give you my mobile number. You can phone up and troll me at home.
I do that anyway. That's not a problem.
No, okay.
Yeah, that's me who, you know.
Oh.
Anyway, I've been working on bits. I've got a whole, I'm mistaking your surname and who your first name was. So we had a whole run of that, and then I flipped it over and started calling you Harper and Brenda.
Yeah.
I was going to do Stuart today.
Okay. Yep.
I feel like I've been stymied by the Virgin management.
No.
Taking away my freedom.
There's been some stymieing. Getting worried look from the 15-year-old producer out there. Oh, getting worried looks. Oh,
is that the one that's
on the phone? Oh, he's getting worried looks.
He's still a dumbo. Has he got a dumbo?
Buddy, don't tell me to wind it up. Don't tell me to wind it up. Seriously. Yes, Dom, what would you like to say?
I think we should see a rematch of you versus Chris Wrestling. I think we should take it on to the next level.
I think it's going to happen, Dominic. I think it's going to happen. Thanks for your call.
See you later.
Ta-ta.
Classic tracks, new music. This is Virgin Radio.
Stop!
Classic tracks.
New music.
This is Virgin Radio.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly.
Sugar, baby.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly.
Sugar, baby.
Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. This little bitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in her eyes and her looks to kill. Time is passing, I'm asking, could this be real? Cause I can't sleep, I can't hold still. The only thing I really know is she got sex appeal. I can feel, too much is never enough. You always there to lift me up when these times get rough. I was lost, now I'm found, ever since you've been around. You're the woman that I want, so you're putting it down. Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly,
sugar, baby.
Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly,
sugar, baby.
Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake,
you make me go crazy.
You in essence, some kind of hidden essence to show me life is precious, and I guess it's true. But to tell the truth, I really never knew till I met you. See, I was lost and confused, twisted and used. I knew a better life existed, but thought that I missed my lifestyle. Wow, I was living like a wild child, trapped on a short leash, paroled on police files. So yo, what's happening now? I see the sun breaking down into dark clouds, and a vision of you standing out in the crowd. So come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly,
sugar, baby.
Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake,
you make me go crazy.
Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly,
sugar, baby.
Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake,
you make me go crazy.
Hey, sugar mama, come and dance with me. The smartest thing you ever did was take a chance with me. Whatever tickles you fancy, girls, me and you like Sid and Nancy. So sexy, almost evil, talking about butterflies in my head. I used to think that happy endings were only in the books I read, but you made me feel alive when I was almost dead. You filled that empty space with the love I used to chase, and as far as I can see, it don't get better than this. So butterfly, here is a song, and it's sealed with a kiss and a thank you, miss.
Come and dance with me.
Come, my lady, you're my butterfly,
sugar, baby.
Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake,
you make me go crazy.
Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly,
sugar, baby.
Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake,
you make me go crazy.
Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly,
sugar, baby.
Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake,
you make me go crazy.
Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly,
sugar, baby.
Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake,
you make me go crazy.
Come and dance with me, come and dance with me.
Here's the thing. I don't want to know about Ronnie Wood's sex life. I don't want to know about it, but you're going to find out about it, because it's in every single paper today. Ronnie Wood's sex life. I've had the misfortune of doing a stand-up years and years ago. I used to be a comedian. I'm not now. I was comparing a comedy evening. So I wasn't really doing stand-up, but there were kids doing stand-up. Ronnie Wood came in late, sat in the front row and started talking and vaping really, really loudly. Thing, it wasn't even in like a comedy club or in a theatre. It was in like a sort of private club. And it was for like producers and bookers and stuff like that. And he just came and sat at the front, started talking. I thought, very rude. So ever since then, I've not really been a huge Ronnie Wood fan. Have you seen his paintings, by the way? They're awful. Anyway. In every single newspaper today, we get an intricate account of Ronnie Wood's wood. Rolling Stone's legend Ronnie Wood says he has to have sex every day. Every day? Jeez. The 70-year-old, who got married for the third time in 2012 to theatre producer Sally Humphreys, 39, claims he still feels the need seven times a week. Asked how often he has sex, the dad of six replied, "You've got to have that every day." Wowzers. I mean, I'm barely once a month these days, guys, you know?
You didn't need to know that either. Sorry, sorry. You're preparing your roast potatoes. You don't need to know that. No.
I still think of Ronnie Wood as not quite a Rolling Stone, even though he's been with them since, what, 1972? I still can't... He's been in the Rolling Stones longer than I've been alive, and I still don't think of him as a real Rolling Stone. Isn't that incredible? Ah, man alive. 0333 00 is the telephone number. Smells you would bottle. Oh, and other bits and pieces. People you follow, followed, unfollowed, muted, blocked on Twitter. And anything else you fancy, just come and have a chat. It's Sunday morning. It's Virgin Radio. Oh, here we go. Stop this. It's Phil Collins. Now, and I say this with no irony, this is one of the great songs of all time, isn't it? I'll shut up while we enjoy it.
Classic Tracks.
New music.
Virgin Radio.
Sounds like Cardiacs. But this bit really does sound like Cardiacs. The reason being, it is Cardiacs. Morning, dear listener. Just 17 minutes until we start saying happy afternoon. 0333 00 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Now, I'm a huge Beatles fan. I got to go and hang out with Mark Lewison this week. Oh, man, the guy that's written the 1,100-page Beatles book that only goes up to 1962. I went to his Beatles cave. It's incredible. You can hear that interview this week on my talk radio show, weeknights from 10. But I'm always fascinated with... How can, like, new Beatles stuff be appearing? But people keep finding letters, people keep selling stuff. How is that possible? Like, 50 years
later. How does that work? I like this, though. And I would have... you know what? I'd have been in on this. I'd have been in on this. A pair of John Lennon's gold-framed glasses were sold for... £5,600. £5,600. That doesn't sound that expensive to me. Well, I mean, it's a lot of money. Obviously, it's a lot of money. But for Beatles memorabilia? £5,500 for Lennon's glasses? Jeez, I need... What, here's what I know. I know what I need. I need a lot of money. That's what I need. I once bid something like $350 for a driving license that once belonged to David Jones of the Monkees. But it was an online auction. It wasn't eBay. It was like an actual live auction that was taking place in America, and I was watching it online. And the thing is, I didn't want it. And I bid it. And then you've got to pay that money. And then you've got to pay like a 20% dealer's charge. And then you've got to pay it. It came up to about $500. You have never seen anyone try to get out of a deal as quickly as I did. I ended up giving them $100 not to buy it. I mean... I was worried they were going to come around my house and arrest me. But then I'm thinking, they were in New York. I was in England. Still, you hear, don't you, about people getting off the aeroplane in America and they're going through customs, passport control, and they get that little wave. You get taken into the examination room. 0333 00 is the telephone number. This is Virgin Radio.
Classic tracks, new music.
Virgin Radio.
I'm
Virgin Radio.
Oh, 333-00, 333-00. Here's a thing. So I'm trying to lose weight, OK? I'm on these pills that mean I I metabolise food differently. And also, I'm never full up. So I've put on shed loads of weight, right? I used to be skinny. I went up to about 16 and a half stone. I'm down to 15 stone, which is OK, which is better, but... But it's still, I'm still, hey, I lie in bed and I wobble, you know? So I'm trying to lose weight, right? And then there's a thing in the paper like this that says, the average health kick lasts less than 12 days, a study has found. 12 days? I can't get to 3. And more than half admit they started a... this is more like it. And more than half admit they have started a fitness regime but given up within 24 hours. 24 hours. This yo-yo health pattern is repeated 4 times a year, once every 3 months. It adds up to 8 years of a lifetime spent trying to stick with 252 different health kicks. Feeling tired is the most common reason for quitting, followed by a stressful day of work. For me, it's just like feeling peed off or feeling hungry. Feeling hungry is the main...
amazing. Feeling hungry is the thing that makes me think, stuff this. I'm going to stuff my face. 0333 00 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, I'm Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio. News.
Sports.
Arsene Wenger says Arsenal are confident they can beat Chelsea in the Premier League.
This is the same guy that did the news.
To end their recent struggles. They got back to winning ways against Bournemouth last weekend, but many pundits are predicting the latest so-called crisis will come at Stamford Bridge. It's live and exclusive to National Radio over on our sister station, Talk Sport. Wenger says they have faith they won't let that happen.
Our record against Chelsea recently has been good. We won last year here in the FA Cup final. We won on penalties in the Charity Shield. So let's just continue to just focus on the quality of our game and not too much where we play.
Jose Mourinho has warned his Manchester United players not to underestimate Everton when they visit Old Trafford later.
Yes.
The Toffees are without a win in 5 in all competitions and have lost their last 3 without scoring. And the big fight in Las Vegas between Gennady Golovkin and Saul Canelo Alvarez has been judged controversially a draw. The world middleweight title fight appeared to be heading for a comfortable victory for Triple G, with both fighters shocked at the results. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Excellent.
Classic tracks, new music. This is Virgin Radio.
Kyle, can you introduce Baby Bird for me very, very quickly? Then I'll come back to you in a minute.
Yeah, sure.
Too slow.
Remember that tank top you bought me? You wrote "You're gorgeous" on it. You took me to your rented motor car and filmed me on the bonnet. You got me to hitch my knees up and pulled my legs apart. You took an Instamatic camera and pulled my sleeves around my heart. Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through. You said my clothes were sexy. You tore away my shirt. You rubbed an ice cube on my chest, snapped me till it hurt. Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through. £20. You promised to put me in a magazine on every table in every lounge.
Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through. Because you're gorgeous, you'll get me.
afternoon. Happy afternoon, dear listener. Another 54 minutes to go. Kyle, who botched that baby bird introduction, Kyle, but I'm never going to hold that against you.
Well, you know, I can't do what you radio types do, and timings, I couldn't do what you do.
Very, very slick. It's not like we've got a computer that counts down to when the vocals start.
Oh, so you don't crash, I mean, I don't know such terms, but so you don't crash it.
I don't know what that means. You'll have to ask the person who's here next week doing this job, because I haven't got a flipping clue. Kyle, what have you got for us on this happy afternoon?
Well, it's not really relevant, but you did mention roasties, so I'm just telling you, I am making a roast pork dinner for the first time ever.
Oh, you dirty, dirty boy. Pork is not one of my favourite of the meats for me. It's got to be lamb. Secondary, it will be beef. Pork's third. In fact, I put pork fourth after chicken.
Yeah, fair point. But, so while I'm doing that anyway,
yes.
I've been working this week, and I've come up with a game.
Show off.
And I want to try it with you. Is that
beautiful.
Right?
Yeah, try it. I'm here. Let's do it. Let's play a game. Right. Let's play a game.
So it's a pack of cards.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
I've got five cards in front of me.
Yes.
So, do you want me to turn the first card over?
I don't know what the rules of the game are. If you're allowed to do that in this game, then yes.
Yep, right, I'm turning it over.
Yep.
It's a five.
Okay.
So the next one, is that going to be lower or higher than a five?
This game feels very familiar.
I don't think so.
I'm going to say lower.
Okay. It's a four.
So have I won?
You've got three more to go, so you've got to go higher or lower.
This game sounds... Are they like giant-sized cards up against the wall?
Well, I've got a set of giant... Yeah, I'm doing it with giant-sized cards.
And are you wearing a sparkly dress?
No.
Okay. Are you naked?
Might be.
Okay. I'm going to say higher than a four.
Higher than a four. It's an eight.
Okay, that is higher than a four. I'm going to go lower than an eight.
Lower than that, you say? It's a five. I'm actually doing this, by the way.
Well, how many more have I got to do? Bearing in mind, we finish at 1 o'clock.
One more, that's it. One more.
It's higher than a five.
Higher than a five, you say?
Yes.
It's a four.
So what?
You lose. That's it, mate.
Right, don't ever call me again, will you?
Oh, okay.
Thanks very much indeed. I mean, geez. What the hell kind of game was that? This is Virgin Radio. Happy afternoon.
Classic tracks.
New music.
This is Virgin Radio.
All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. People who have rooms of people that they love one day docked away. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You love another psychopath sitting next to you. You love another murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get this sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. Outside is very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues not to mention. They say they can smell your intentions. You laughing on the freak show sitting next to you. You laugh some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't fall. Take it slow. Wait.
wait for them to ask you who you know. Just to stay away, and now they're outside ready to bust. It looks like you might be one of us. Strong.
just turn it off.
I paid my intuition, I couldn't afford tuition. My funds was insufficient, it felt like I'm in prison. Until I realized I had to set my mind free. I was trusting statistics more than I trust me. Get a degree, good job, 401k. But I'm trying to turn K's to M's, what does it take? And maybe I could be the new Ollie of music, probably. Instead of doing it just as a hobby, like these boys told me to. I guess you either watch the show or you're showing proof. Prove it to them or you prove it to yourself. But honestly, it's better if you do it for yourself. Never complacent until we hit the oasis. One life don't waste it, feel my heart racing. Success, I taste it. Ah, we on the verge of getting every single thing that we deserve.
They sing they can't go on, but yet they do. On and on and on and on and on. Happy afternoon, guys. This is Virgin Radio. Now, one of my favourite stories of last year was the story about the killer clowns. Remember the killer clowns? There were killer clowns everywhere. There was an epidemic of killer clowns. There was a gaggle of killer clowns everywhere you looked. There were people. And the thing is, I don't think there were any killer clowns. I think the newspapers were just making it up. There was, for about 3 weeks, a rash of stories about these killer clowns that were jumping out and weren't killing anybody. So first of all, they weren't killers. Secondly, I don't think they happened. All of the pictures in the newspaper, it transpired, were stock photos of zombie-like clowns. Well, hey, guess what? The killer clowns are back. They're not back. Horror film It has sparked a killer clown comeback. Killer clown comeback. Oh, it sounds a bit like Pete Townsend, this, doesn't it? It's not, though. A killer clown comeback across Britain with creeps dressing up to terrorise kids. This doesn't happen. This never happened. This isn't a real story. I believe this is the definition of fake news. Two teenage girls from Bristol were left shaking in fear last week when they were chased by a bloke dressed as Pennywise from the spooky remake. They were taunted by the balloon-carrying weirdo before being followed through the city's Kingsgate Park. Well, hang on a second. If this happened in Bristol, which is, I've been to Bristol, it's a busy place. It's a busy place. Others would have seen it. One of the girls' mums took to Facebook writing, "The girls were frightened, screamed and ran. The person got up and chased them from Kingsgate to the one stop near the common laughing." News of the attack came a year after similar incidents were reported across the UK, sparking widespread terror. No, they didn't. It didn't spark widespread terror. It was you lot, newspapers, scaring children with your spooky stories. And oh, what a surprise. This is happening just as the remake of It is released in the cinema. Now, I'm going to the pictures this afternoon, and It was on my shortlist of movies to see. It was a choice between It, Mother, and Wind River. And because I cannot support this fake, scary clown nonsense, I'm not going to see It, and you shouldn't either. Unless, of course, It is advertising with us, in which case I thoroughly recommend you go and spend your money and go and watch it.
No, no, no. I'm going to go and see Wind River instead. 0333 00 000. Last 40 minutes of this. Come and get it while it's tepid. I'm Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio.
Classic tracks.
New music.
Let's start living dangerously.
been a big week for dead pop stars. Very big week for dead pop stars. So first we heard that on the new version of Stars in Their Eyes, but it's not called Stars in Their Eyes, and it's hosted by Paddy McGuinness and it's on BBC, that they had been haunted by... I'm saying it as though... they had been haunted by the ghost of Whitney Houston. Imagine that. Ah, poor old Whitney. You seen that documentary, the Nick Brumfield? It's good, that film, and I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that. Well, there's another spooky pop star doing the rounds, guys. Freddie Mercury. Rock icon Freddie Mercury is sending production workers gaga. Oh, yeah, like the song. On the set of the... Now, I used to pronounce this biopic, but I think it's biopic. I don't know. Of his life. Leading man Rami Malek and guitarist Brian May have both admitted they felt the singer's presence on set. Well, whatever floats your boat, guys. I mean, I hate to tell you that ghosts don't exist, but... Insiders claim Freddie, who died in 1991 after battling AIDS, is haunting the movie. One said, there's been a... when a quote is attributed to an insider, you know that's made up, right? Yeah, you know that's what newspaper... It means it never actually was said by a human being. An insider said, there's been a feeling from Rami and Brian, along with the director, Brian Singer, that Freddie is watching them. Jeez. Rami believes his presence is very much on set and with him wherever he goes. Oh, guys. Well, it sounds spooky to me. If only ghosts were real, huh? If only ghosts were actually real and not made up by chancers, charlatans and children. Then we'd be somewhere. Then I tell you what, guys, we'd be somewhere.
Classic tracks.
New music. This is Virgin Radio.
Take this bath. knocking on heaven's door. Wall. Hey, 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 yeah.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Virgin Radio.
Afternoon indeed. Here's the last story for me. This is incredible, right? I don't know how to say this. I'm not saying this to make light of it, because it's actually quite serious. I'm reporting as it's written in the Star on Sunday. One woman's rare medical disorder is no laughing matter. That's their opening gambit. Jessica Southall falls asleep if she experiences strong emotions. This is incredible. And aren't human beings incredible? The 20-year-old mum can nod off while giggling or while having an orgasm. Now, guys, anyone? No? Poor Jess gets so exhausted she has to sleep for up to 13 hours every day. Her condition, narcolepsy with cataplexy, means her muscles totally relax when it kicks in, making it look as though she's... This is incredible. The human body and the human mind and every... We're amazing, amazing creatures. And yet somehow Coldplay still exists. I don't know how you overcome that. I just don't. This is good though, Rag and Bone Man. Gotta love a bit of the Rag and Bone Man.
You raised the lights when it was Friday. Calm the storm.
beside you, always be right near you. Remember me, won't you?
that's your luck. From me anyway, dear listener. Don't forget you can listen to me Monday to Friday from 10 o'clock at night on Talk Radio. John Jackson is up next. Maybe I'll see some of you tonight at the Rabbit Hole at King's Place. Tickets on the door. Show starts at 7 o'clock. Peace and love. Speak to you soon. Ta-ta.